that we're into December, most towns across Northern Ireland are lit up with Christmas decorations, this little script says, but residents in Kilkeel are less than impressed with the effort made by Newry, Mourne and Down Council. It was a twig. Not supposed to say that. I've been speaking with the local businessman, Chris Wallace, who has contacted the programme.
Our daughter was actually, she was turning the lights on. It was a great privilege for us. So the whole day, so just to put it in context, the whole day is ran and supported by the Kilkeel Chamber of Commerce, KDA, and the Heartbeat Children's Charity. So we have a child that has heart difficulties, and they got our daughter then in to turn the lights on our behalf, because we're actually in Great Ormond Street. She had a ball. It was a great day. The Kilkeel Development Association, the Chamber of Commerce, they ran a fabulous day. It's one of the best complete community days we would have in Kilkeel. And I say this year by far would have been the best. As you can see by the video, the lights then got turned on. And just the Christmas tree was a wee bit of a downer now. It was a wee bit of a laughable, literally just the bark and the couple of bomb.
What did it look like? Like, how bad was it? I've seen a picture of it, but why don't you describe it?
Well, literally, as you can see from the picture, they had put the lights on the bark, they had put it on a couple of bottom branches, and that was it. If you see the pictures from previous years, it was stunning. But if you look at social media, Kilkeel, the community of Kilkeel, and it was great to see is the complete community of Kilkeel from all sides of the spectrum were in uproar over it. Biggest reason they're in uproar over it is because it's the continuity of our local council just completely forgetting about Kilkeel. Whenever you look at, this is the facts as such, in Newcastle, which is the same council area, on the tree alone, was just the tree, not the lighting for the town, the tree was £26,400, including VAT.
For a tree?
Yes. They bought a new tree 3 years ago.
Oh, come on, a Christmas tree. That's a story in itself. A Christmas tree cost 26 grand.
Yeah, 22,000 plus VAT, so it's £26,400. And that's to be, you can view that in our local papers in the Morning Observer.
For one tree?
That's just for the tree, yes. They're saying it's a reusable tree. But the last one, I believe, cost in the low 20,000s, and that was only bought, I think I'm right to say, 3-4 years ago.
Was it sprinkled in gold?
It must have been, but yet they can't even get a flight from Kilkeel. And then if you go the other direction to Warren Point, which is still in our council area, the town on the other side of this, their town is looking fabulous. The council have really nicely done it. They have a lovely garden area and a square, new bandstand and everything done this year, and the lights are great. They have a lovely big new light arch. But yet the KDA and the Kilkeel Chamber of Commerce got a budget of £5,000 to run the complete day, the free events, to do everything. And the bit that's really rattling the Kilkeel community, and if you look at the threads on our local councillor's page, it's just the total inequality that the council has given our local area.
Well, look, there's confirmation here. I can look at it now in the Nolan Show bump that I'm supposed to read. Newry, Mourne and Down Council has confirmed to the Nolan Show that it has spent £23,000 on a new tree and lights for Newcastle.
Yeah, that's 23 plus that.
23 grand for a tree? And lights. So that does include lights, they say.
Oh, that's the lights on that tree, but that is not the lights in the town.
23 grand?
Yeah, plus the VAT.
And what much did Kilkeel's cost? A fiver?
It looks like it. That's what the local community were saying. You know, we have great shops in Kilkeel between the Pound World and Knox's that sell Christmas tree lights. You know, and I think for a fiver, at some of them shops, you could have got some amount more lights now, whatever they knew it was what it was for.
So what happened? Was there uproar or what?
Oh, yeah. All you need to do is look at social media. And as I say, the cherry on the top of this is, if you look on social media, you can see it's a broad spectrum. Kilkeel gets a bit of an echo that it would be a polarised sort of town, which, thankfully, in my generation growing up, it is changing, and it's significantly changing, and it's fast changing. And it's just great to see that on both sides of the community, if you look at Facebook, on both sides of the councillors' pages, etc., everybody is rallying around against this. And it's not just the Christmas trees. The Christmas trees, the straw that's broke the camel's back as such. It's the complete, like, if you look at our play parks, if you look at our tennis courts, if you look the obvious bit, you drive into Kilkeel, you've got the lovely big granite stone saying, "Welcome to Kilkeel." There's no flowers around it. It's not cut. It's not looked after. You go to Newcastle, Restrever, Warren Point, any other council area in Newry, Mourne and Down, the place is pristine. It's really well looked after. As soon as our little corner of Kilkeel and Annabelle, they forget about it. And I think this is the good thing that's came about this all, is everybody's starting to realise it and starting to see the quality that our council has given our local area.
As soon as we got in touch with the council, they were back to us pretty quickly, actually, saying, we're going to give them a new tree, they said.
Yeah.
And they said they're going to install a 9-metre high-cut Christmas tree in the event space at the Lower Square. Members of the Kilkeel Development Association and Kilkeel Chamber of Commerce are also in agreement, and it's the council's aim to have the Christmas tree in place before this weekend.
The Christmas tree is in place, and I have to commend Alan Knox and Donna McConnell from them two associations, that they worked tirelessly for Kilkeel, and if it wasn't for them, these things wouldn't happen. It's not that the council is responding because they're trying to be great to Kilkeel. The council is responding because Alan and Donna and their teams, the local councillors and the local community, have now had enough. And hopefully going forward, the council will see this. Like, the rates in tech from the Newry-Moore and Down District area, whenever you look at the actual proportion that comes from Kilkeel between our fishing, between the Rockwell Collins Aircraft Factory, obviously we own our own company doing curtains and blinds, so we've got to plug that as well. You know, like, the actual income that we're generating is as much as any of them other towns, but we are not getting our share of the rates back, and something has to change going forward. Like, we have great, during the year, the KDA run quite a few, the Seafood Festival in association with the Sea Source. There's loads of festivals done there. The GI Jive, like, you know the history of Kilkeel there with during the Second World War, they do the GI Jive to represent all the Americans that came over through the war, etc. But the funding allocation we get is much less than anywhere else. To the point, there was more spent on the Christmas tree in Newcastle than Newry-Moore and Down give Kilkeel all year to run events.
Oh, dear.
And listen, that's facts now.
Just on another point, you're in Great Ormond Street now, right?
We are indeed, yes.
What's happening with your child?
So back in June, we were admitted to the Royal in Belfast. Our child's got a complex disorder there. He's got a heart disorder such as heart's enlarged. And that was fine. We got over that. We were in a month in the Royal in Belfast. And just going back to what you're saying about nurses, I commend them, and they are fabulous. They deserve twice the amount they're getting. Because the service they give our child is second to none. And if I have the time, just one little thing I'll say about the nurses in Belfast. There's one thing stands out in my mind. Whenever we were in June, our child had lost a considerable amount of weight, and they were very concerned about his malnutrition. They had talked about putting, if you know what an NG tube is, which is a tube that's down your nose to feed them.
Yeah.
But at his young age, at that point, he was like 6 months old. Whenever they put an NG tube in, there's quite a high risk that the child will lose the ability to swallow. There was one nurse in particular, and I'll never forget it, she fought and fought and fought with our child to make sure he didn't get that, to the point where she sat down. There was one day she was supposed to finish at 8 p.m. At 9:30, she was still sitting there with our child in her arms trying to get him to take milk so he did not have to get an NG tube. Like, what other profession would you get somebody with that dedication?
Absolutely.
And yet, she was doing that completely unpaid. But yes, we were then admitted 4 weeks ago this Friday back into the Royal to PICU. We thought he was getting bronchitis. So with his condition with his heart, it's quite a serious thing, bronchitis. But they then noticed that on the Saturday night, his blood pressure started to go extremely high. At one point, it was 202.
My goodness, so, that's high.
Yeah. So he was rushed to PICU. They have now discovered he's got a condition called middle aortic syndrome, which is aorta is narrowing, and the renal blood vessels are narrowing, which is obviously then causing pressure on his body, which is causing pressure on his heart. And we have been in Great Ormond Street ever since. But
is he going to be all right, Chris?
Well, he's had the operation there last week. The operation seems to have went quite well. He has now since picked up sepsis and astrovirus. So we're fighting that. But we're hopefully we're seeing it at the end of sight, and hopefully within the next week or two we'll get back to the Royal in Belfast.
Brilliant. And you've just described there, I don't want to pull you into the politics of the situation, but you've just described there the incredible job that nurse did. And of course that nurse is not paid the same as any nurse in the rest of the UK.
Well, Stephen, the one thing I feel bad, I'm looking at both, and I'm in England here with nursing, and I've been in Northern Ireland with nursing. The actual nursing care in both situations is world class. But the difference, I would say, between Northern Ireland and England here is, What we can see, the actual medical care is excellent in both. I couldn't fault anybody. But it's the extra jobs the nurses in Northern Ireland do compared to over here. So over here, we have seen a big difference in the staffing. So whenever our dinner comes, it's an HCA brings our dinner. Whenever the cleaning is to get done, there's cleaners come in to do the cleaning. This is in Great Ormond Street. Whenever we were in Clark Clinic in Belfast, the nurses brought us our dinner. The nurses were cleaning around the beds. The nurses were doing the paperwork. Whereas over here, say, everything's computerized. They scan all the drugs. They don't have to do anywhere near as much paperwork. The cleaners are doing the cleaning. The dinner ladies are doing the dinners. And the medical care in Belfast was top-notch, every bit as good as it is over here.
Listen, thank you for talking to me today, and I hope your son gets better soon.
Stephen, thank you, and thanks for taking the time there just to raise this issue.
Thanks, Chris.